Well, grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. They are a people without fire. In the late 1800s, as with any period of time, there were classes of people. This is especially true in France. There were classes of people. There was the nobility and the aristocracy with wealth and power and influence. The bourgeois, these were the merchants, the entrepreneurs, the intellectuals, and then the artisans and the craftsmen, and so on and so on and so on down through the class structure until you get to the very bottom, la bohème. This is the vagabonds, the discharged, the escaped, the swindlers, the tricksters, the tinkerers. At least, that's how they were judged. That's how they were labeled. The vagabonds, the discharged, the swindlers, the tricksters, the tinkerers, la bohème, a fragmented mass tossed backwards and forwards. Gens sans, few et sans. I do not speak French, and I looked up how to pronounce that, and it's not even close. Gens sans, few et sans. It's a French phrase that means people without a hearth, or literally, people without fire. Gens sans, few et sans. It's a phrase that I stumbled upon the other day, and it's a phrase that I had never heard before. Maybe because I don't speak French, I'd never heard it, but also because it's hardly ever used anymore. But 50, 70, 100 years ago, it was used a lot. Bless you. And it was apparently quite common. However, in English, we wouldn't say people without fire. In English, they would say, not even people without a hearth, they would say a person without confession. Meaning not having someone to claim them or recognize them or watch over them or protect them. People having no one to acknowledge them. People without a confession. Matthew is sitting at the tax collector booth, and there's a loneliness to it. No one comes. No one approaches unless they have to. And then they come and they do what they need to do and they leave as quickly as they possibly can. They do not linger. And they most definitely do not invite an interaction, a conversation. Everyone seems to have made up their mind about this guy. He is La Bohème. He is isolated. He is alone. And now Jesus comes. Jesus comes to him. Jesus is walking through the town, walks past this booth, stops, turns around, and goes back. Comes to Matthew, speaks to Matthew, invites Matthew. This person that everyone has made assumptions about, this person that everyone has drawn conclusions about, this person that no one wants to be around. Unexpectedly, the person that everyone wants to be around, Jesus, goes to Matthew and is calling on Matthew. A young woman is hesitantly coming into town. How many times has she turned around on her journey as she has walked? She had this idea that she should go into town. She had this idea that Jesus is going to be in town. She's going to go and find Jesus. How many times since she left her home did she take five steps, turn around and stop and maybe go back and rethink it and have an argument with herself and then turn and gone again on her journey? How many times has she started and stopped on this journey? How many times has she argued with herself? She's not supposed to be there. She's not supposed to be around people. She's she has a bleeding disease. We're not exactly sure what that means. There's a lot of speculation, but we don't know. What we do know is that conclusions have been drawn about this young woman, and opinions have been solidified around her. She's not supposed to be around other people. That's her identity. That's how she's known. She's the person that's not supposed to be around other people. She's unclean because of this disease, la bohème. Because of this disease, she's not supposed to spend time with anyone else. And if you do happen to come in contact with this young woman, you are risking making yourself unclean. But she's here now, in town. And Jesus is coming down the street, and he's surrounded by people. Of course he's surrounded by people. This can't be made any easier for her. But she's come this far. And so she approaches the crowd. She's breaking plenty of rules, just being around other people. And now it's even worse. She can't help but touch people as she tries to weave into the group. She's got to get there. She's got to see. If only. She brushes the edge of Jesus' cloak, and a healing goes into her, which is miraculous enough. And then something even more extraordinary happens. He stops. Jesus stops. There's an urgency with the people around him. They've got to get somewhere. They've got to get going. They've got to be somewhere. Or is it that they see this woman? Is it that they know who this woman is? And they're trying to get Jesus and themselves away from her as quickly as possible. She's not supposed to be there. They want to move on from her and leave her. But Jesus stopped. He looks around. He finds her. He sees her. He lingers. And he stays. Not for long, but more than anyone has done for a long, long time. In the gospel this morning, we have these three stories of people, la bohème, people who are isolated, people who are alone. The third is interesting. A little girl has died, and Jesus raises her, but I don't think it's about her. It's about her father. He's a leader, and we don't know what that means. If he's the leader of the community, if he's a leader in the synagogue, if he's a leader of the local rugby team, we don't know. He's a leader of some sort, and here he is, alone, seeking, requesting, Jesus, won't you come? He has made himself unclean with his hope. Isolated in his stretching, grasping for life, pushing against death. He has become la bohème, fragmented, tossed backwards and forwards, isolated in his hope. And there are plenty of mourners at the house, properly playing their expected roles. And when this father comes back with Jesus, they laugh at him. At the ridiculousness of it. Jesus standing beside this man in the uncleanness of his hope. Jesus standing with this girl's father. Gens sans fuit sans. People without a confession. People with no one to claim them. Watch over them, protect them, acknowledge them. Matthew sitting at a lonely tax collector's booth, a woman carefully reaching through the cracks of a crowd, a father isolated and alone in his hope. There's a familiarity in each of these stories, a familiarity to us, a personal familiarity. We have all been La Boheme in some way, at some point, in some situation or another. We have all felt ourselves without a confession at some point in time or another, feeling as though there is no one to claim us, feeling as though there is no one to acknowledge us. And into that, Jesus speaks an invitation. Jesus lingers into that. Jesus looks through that and sees us. There's one more interesting piece to this morning's lesson. At least it's interesting to me. Gen sans fuet sans, which literally translates to a people without fire. At the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, John the Baptist is telling people about Jesus. One who is coming, who is greater than I am, John says. I baptize you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. It's a gift, not a destruction. It's a gift of hearth. It's a gift of home. It's this gift that Christ brings. Christ brings fire to us. It's a gift of claiming. We are a people with fire. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.